And now, you're tuned into Tampa Bay's RBLR Sports.
Hi, hello, how are ya? My name is Liz, and this is Tom DePinto, my co-host.
Hi.
This is RBLR Sports. What were you doing?
I was hugging a pillow. Relax.
Okay. Well, all right, so this is what's going to be just as chaotic as the last one, I guess.
Do the intro, Liz. Do the intro.
Okay, fine. So, all right, to our new listeners, thank you for coming and joining us today. For anyone who's returning, thank you for coming back. Remember to like, subscribe, hit all the buttons so that you don't ever miss an episode and this extra fun chaos that just goes on. Yeah, through the wiki.
Or maybe your phone. I don't know how you're watching.
Yeah, that's fair. Do the phone.
There you go. You got that too.
Great. Tom, how are you today?
I don't know, Liz. I feel like a Tampa Bay Sun fan. Everything is weird. Nothing is right yet, but there's the promise of it getting better eventually.
Oh, and it's so accurate.
That's what we do it for, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's sucky not having a game like every single week. Like, I get why we can't, but also we did get a redemption game with since Brooklyn ended up being canceled, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Right.
We have Lexington coming up.
We do have Lexington coming up.
And we kind of talked about it last week, but let's talk about it better this week because we didn't do it so good last week.
Yeah. 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 We got Lexington coming up. Them green horses, a very they're a funny looking team. They tease their
They're all very adorable. Don't say mean things about these nice women.
I'm not talking about the women. I'm talking about the organization as a whole, as a big picture sort of view. It's funny. They're in Lexington, Kentucky. First of all, that's very funny. It's a funny city. I don't care how you cut it. All right.
Okay.
They're like, what, like an hour and a half away from Louisville. They're moving up. The men's team is moving up to the championship after being bad in League One, because that's how we do things in America. But the women's team looks, I've heard from Lexington fans, the women's team looks like we thought the men's team was going to look. Like they have the same game plan. They're just better at it. So that's cool. You know, the logo's funny too. I don't care. It's two greens and that's funny. It's a horse and that's funny.
The lime green with dark green is a choice. I'm not saying it's a good choice or a bad choice, but it is a choice.
They carved out their own niche that no one else occupies, and no one is going
to. Really, I don't think there's any other sports team that chooses to pick dark green, like a forest green and lime green.
No one is ever going to look like Lexington Sporting Club.
No.
That's another thing that's funny about them. The S stands for sporting, not soccer. Yeah. And they got like four soccer teams. So they're really doing a lot of soccer and very little any other sport.
No, technically they're doing a lot of sporting.
I guess, but it's just soccer is the one sport. They're doing a lot of soccering. They got a UPSL team. They got a League One team. They got a USLW League team.
But it's not a soccer club. It's sporting club. It's sporting. They're doing sporting.
Yeah. The Sun are doing a lot of sport.
Yeah, I can't say it's soccer, but it's definitely
sport. They're out there. They're out there.
Oh, that's so mean. But also,
hey,
there's a reason Ashley Orcas was nominated twice for Save of the Month. Excuse me. I keep wanting to say Save of the Week.
I think
I did it in two posts. If you go back and you look at the Heatwave post, one says Save of the Week, and then I put Goal of the Month.
It's neither, but okay.
Yeah.
No, look, if that's the first time we've said something kind of mean about our team, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
But yes, to her credit, Ashley Orcas, very good. Lexington.
Right.
All right. Look, it's going to be their first game in a brand new stadium, 7,500 seats. They plan on filling up most of it, right?
I think they were saying, I think someone on the USL Discord said they were close to selling out.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a couple days ago too. So they're obviously selling more tickets. I would not be surprised to see 7,500 screaming Kentuckians in that stadium wearing two different shades of green. Surely an intimidating sight, I'm sure. And again, it'll be our team's first ever away game. So we don't know, do we play different on the road? Are we going to treat this as a business trip and kind of iron out the distractions and everything else and just focus on sporting as hard as we can? Or are we going to fold under the pressure of playing somewhere else? I think a lot of our problems in the first game, especially, were the pressure. It was the first ever game in front of a packed stadium, a lot of expectations on the team. I think, and I hope, we go up to Lexington without all those expectations, without all those, that extra baggage. And it lets the girls just play soccer.
Yeah. Like there's there are no fans there to watch them. They're only watching the other team, really.
We'll have a couple fans up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough. All right. I think indoor soccer drummer will be there.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be at every game, it seems like. Yes. But dude's a legend.
Yeah. You're right. Maybe that is what they need just to like make it click again, make it just, I don't know how to say it exactly. Just make it work. Make the system start to work right.
Yeah. And we're seeing flashes of it. There's, I don't think there's any denying. You'd have to be the most pessimistic Sun fan in the world to look at the differences between the Dallas game and the DC game and say that we didn't get better.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that is the fact that Carla Jimona wasn't hurt in the 20th minute again, and that allowed the game plan to operate the way it should have. But I think even beyond that, there was more coherence. There was more purpose. Obviously not enough, but there was the obvious signs that things are happening behind the scene that we're not seeing.
Yeah. And now we've had 2 more weeks to work on that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've had
two off weeks. Yeah. 2 off weeks.
Yep.
And I know it's been relaxing because I saw some of the girls went up to some cabin and it was super cute.
Oh, that's adorable.
So hopefully that helped too.
Yeah.
But they've had 2 weeks. They've had 2 weeks off of playing like a game, and they've just been able to just practice and just be and just keep working on it. So I am expecting a little bit better. Lexington did look very consistent when they were playing Carolina. Carolina did not look as consistent comparatively. Yeah. But Lexington had a lot more passes, I think, that were connecting, long balls that were actually making it to the player. They looked more cohesive. We thought it might have been because of their W League team, but it was only a handful of W League players that were even out there. Like not even a handful. I think 3, literally.
Yeah. Two or three in the starters. And I think they brought 1 or 2 in after like the 60th minute. So despite having that team play together, that's not really the core of the Super League team, like a lot of people thought it kind of would be. I think a lot of that Carolina-Lexington game comes down to game film, the fact that Carolina had played and Lexington saw that, and Lexington had only played a couple of closed-door games that we got snippets of off of Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I think they played kind of true to form from what I was picking up from those highlights against Cumberland in the preseason. They're aggressive. They're uber aggressive, super aggressive. And I think the fact of the matter is Carolina didn't know, and how could you, that Lexington was going to come out and just try and punch them in the face as hard as possible in the first minute. They got 2 turnovers in the first minute off of a super high press that resulted in 2 really good chances. Score could have easily been 1-0 in the second minute. But I think Carolina had some good defensive cleanup, good saves. But I think now we know how to deal with that. We saw Dallas kind of do it, high press us. Lexington, a lot more, that's going to be their game plan. But I think if we absorb that, we rely on Orcus a lot. Like, we're going to have to do all season. I think even when we get, you know, full team here, we're going to be, she's the best goal in the league. You got to rely on her. But I think if we kind of weather the storm in front of the home crowd with the passion and the pressure on Lexington like it was on us for our first game, we can tilt the game in our favor later.
Okay. So then, to put it in your own very eloquent words, are the Tampa Bay Sun ready to get punched in the face?
Yeah. and that has to be seen because, again, first road game, you got to hope they're expecting nothing but getting punched in the face, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Mike Tyson said, everybody has that plan until they get punched in the face. So I hope we have a first plan for not getting punched in the face, ideally. And then I hope with the 2 weeks off, like you're talking about, Coach DSB has a secondary plan for once it does happen. Because yeah. There's no doubt in my mind there's going to be an early scare for sure. That I would not be surprised to see Orcas have to come up huge within 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, for sure. Lexington had shots on shots on shots just the whole game, honestly. Mm-hmm. They looked maybe slightly less consistent, I think, in the second half, if I remember correctly, but like not by much. And they still looked way better than Carolina.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing is I think we're – when I say weather the storm, it's going to be like the eye of a hurricane hitting you, the eye wall, right at first for those first 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then if we – calm that down, deal with it. We have to wait for an opening probably around the 60-minute mark when the subs start happening. Because the game plan for Lexington, as simple as it is, press hard, you saw cracks in it when it wasn't the starters out there, when it wasn't coaches' top 11 players.
Yeah.
And so I think that's when we have to strike. We have to wait that long, I think. I said in the pre-show, I think we score 72nd minute once our subs happen and their subs happen. And it's just a matter of waiting for that chance because I do like our depth. As much of it as, you know, the Academy girls, I think they've played enough. They know the speed of the pro game where they're not going to be overwhelmed when it comes at them. So I it's going to be a waiting game. It's going to be tense. It's going to be scary. We may go down. I hope not. I don't think so. We may go down early. It's going to be a scary first half, at least. But I got faith with the 2 weeks off, the 180 minutes of soccer under our belts. I hope we can weather it and come up with a win. You know, that's the idea, right? 3 points. Yeah. That's what everybody wants.
That would be nice. I mean, I want to win. A win away from home is good, but also I want to win at home.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm so torn. Sorry.
Yeah.
And that, I guess that leads into the score predictions then. I'm hoping for a 1-1 draw.
Yep.
At least.
Let's see.
I'm being hopeful because, as you said, we haven't lost yet. I'm not predicting us losing yet.
Yeah. And you are rightfully very impressed by what Lexington did do against Carolina. But the only thing that does matter in soccer at the end of it is the score. And their one goal, let's talk about their one goal real quick. Their one goal was not a run a play banger, pinging the ball around like Barcelona, who we'll get a chance to talk about, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they weren't pinging it around ticky-tacky. It wasn't off of that, you know, vaunted, much talked about, one game ever, much talked about Lexington high press. That's not where the goal happened. It was a very early Super League goal. Corner kick, went far, headed down, kind of dribbled in, like, awkwardly. I think maybe the Carolina defender had a chance to get to it, but she had literally just been subbed in. And so it's a little tough to respond immediately to be called upon. And the goalie just didn't get there in time. So I think we'll be better organized. I think Orcas will keep us better organized. I like our center backs more than I like Carolina's. Defensively for sure. So they're not, you know, it's not like they're scoring goals. Like, they are a dangerous team, but they didn't do much with it.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I hope.
Even shots on goal only matters when they make it in the goal.
Yeah. Yeah. It can tell the story of a game, but at the end of it, you know, it's who won and against Carolina, nobody won. It was a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, that's why I'm also predicting the 1-1 draw, honestly. I feel like they might get one, and then we might respond, and then it'll probably end there, personally.
Yeah, yeah. We're at this point in the season, we're not going to see too many goofy scorelines happen, frankly. All the teams are – there's a good amount of parity. All the teams are pretty decently within the same level of each other. So, yeah, I think we're going to keep seeing, just like we have for the first couple weeks, 1-0, 1-1, 0-0. And I don't know what team is going to click first to get that, you know, 2-3 score game.
Yeah, really kind of run away with it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's all it is in the first season of a league with all brand new teams. somebody's got to figure it out at one point and ride that wave as hard as they can. And, you know, I hope it's us, but the problem is too, we got the one wave we're riding, and there is an inevitable second and larger wave on the horizon when we get the core of our team, those four players that we're waiting so hard on right now. So if we can click with what we're doing right now, that'd be awesome. But if we can just ride it out and keep getting a point here, 3 points here, steal some points on the road, it's a long season. It really is. It's like month-wise, chronologically speaking, it's like the longest season in American soccer, even with that break, you know, which is weird for an 18 league. But, you know, we got a click. Somebody's got a click. And I think Lexington showed their hand, and we just got to respond to it now. I respect our coach. I think she can do it.
I do too. And like you said, until we lose, I'm not saying that we're losing.
Yeah. We've never lost. We're not going to lose until it happens.
All right. So, Tom, what is your score prediction?
My score prediction is 1-0. I like our defense. I like our midfield, defensively speaking, for sure. We suck it up. We take those punches to the gut. We deal with it, and then we score once the subs happen. Because I think we find the opening after the game calms down.
Okay. Liz? And super, and mine was 1-1 draw, and then super producer Eureka has no faith in the Sun at all and says we're going to lose 2-0. So we're going to put his head on a stick at the end of the end of the show.
Even if you're right, Eureka, congratulations.
Yeah.
So. He can't defend himself. He's not. Yeah. Reverse psychology. They're all going to, the whole team's going to be listening to the podcast on the plane ride up to Kentucky. They're going to hear, oh my God, Eureka thinks we're going to lose 2-0. Even Tom only thinks it's 1-0. Like, no. And they're going to bust the doors down 5-0. That's my new pick. No, it's still 1-0.
I think it'll be good. Make sure that you catch the watch party. The team watch party is going to be at Mary Margaret's in downtown St. Pete from 3 to 6 p.m. I will probably try to be there when it starts around 3:30-ish at least. I know it's in downtown St. Pete. Tampa people, do not get mad at me. The team has said that they are trying all over Tampa Bay, the whole Tampa Bay. And they did work with American Outlaw St. Pete for this one. This is their hometown bar that they like to go to. So that's why it's at this first one. If you have a place that you would like it to be, leave a comment. We will pass it on. I know the team, some people on the team do look at this. So leave a comment. If not, I will make sure to pass it on to the team, because I want a new place too. I don't really have a place. I'm not much for bars, so I don't really know where to suggest, to be honest. In St. Pete or Tampa, but I drive to Tampa for the games. I'm willing to drive there for a watch party or two, I guess.
Yeah. Mary Margaret's is great too. They're AO St. Pete's home bar for a reason. They're like an all-star of a chapter when it comes to American Outlaws too. So they do know what they're doing. It'll be a good environment, but yeah, if you know a bar, the team is actively soliciting, looking, join the Discord. Tell us in the YouTube comments. Does Spotify have comments? I don't think so. Email Spotify and tell them to get comments. That way you can leave a comment about.
Or email Spotify that you want to email us something, and then Spotify will obviously pass it on to us.
Well, or just email Spotify what bars you like.
Just email Spotify what bars.
Couldn't hurt, right?
Yeah, just make a Spotify employee's day,
honestly. Yeah. So yeah, the crux of that is it's not going to be at Mary Margaret's 100% of the time.
Yes.
But it's a safe bet to start. So come out, first ever away game. Let's show out, you know?
Yeah, let's show out. Let's show up. Let's show some support for our Sunnies.
Yeah. Especially if you are St. Pete, you're probably a Rowdies fan too. You're going to have to deal with that Lexington team next year too in the championship. So
yeah, you can start hating them now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Come hate them with us.
Early access hate. That's the Heatwave promise.
There you go. Speaking of early access hate, Dallas played Barcelona.
Oh my God.
That was
sport.
The sport of murder.
Yeah.
Sport of a massacre. Oh my God.
Barcelona's good.
Really
good.
Yeah, this little underground team, Barcelona.
Yeah, yeah.
It just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, even who knew they had a women's team? No, really good, really good. Yeah, this was the second game of their U.S. tour. They had just played Bay FC of the NWSL a couple days prior. And look, do we want to do the score of the Bay game or the Dallas game first?
Well, let's just rip the Band-Aid off. All right, the Bay game was 5-2, right?
Yeah, bad. Bay got they got whooped.
But even, okay, that's not that bad when Bay FC, I'm pretty sure, is 13th on the table.
Yeah, and they're an expansion team too, right? This isn't their second year, this is their first?
No, this is their first year, yeah. This is their first year, for sure. And they're doing worse than Utah, who has technically been around since 2020.
Very, very technically. They got a new coach like partway through the season too, didn't they?
Yes.
Yeah, things aren't sunny in Utah.
No. No.
But the Bay game was fun because they both teams kind of came out scoring. I think Barcelona put like two on the board. Bay clawed one back. Barcelona put another two on the board. And then things kind of subsided a bit in the second half to get everybody else some minutes.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's...
There was a lot more... Yeah, there was a bit more back and forth in that game. That's why I'm like, 2-5's not that bad.
Yeah, Bay was very much an active participant in the game.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to the Dallas-Barcelona game, where it was just like a firing squad.
Yeah, soccer was happening to Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, no! Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh.
And look, that's their second ever game. Like, they're both first year teams, Bay and Dallas. But like, Bay's been playing soccer for a couple months now.
Yeah.
Dallas had to like learn where their locker room was during this game. So, you know, and 6-0 does sound bad. 5-2 sounds bad, but not as bad. But I like, in the grand scheme of things, if you want to consider this like a front of the soccer wars, like everybody wants to, that's not that bad. A Super League team in their second ever game against Barcelona compared to a Bay FC side that's been playing. You know, you would like to see a little bit more fight out of Dallas. I think they used kind of a stronger lineup in the second half. I think they kind of felt like they wanted everything to happen in the first half, and then maybe they sent out some stronger players in the second half and nab a goal against Barcelona. That way they can say, hey, look, we scored against Barcelona, and it just didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't know, but the amount of goals definitely trailed off because I noticed this. Dallas subbed their keeper. The first keeper, I think, let in three goals. The second keeper let in two goals.
One of those keepers was a child, too.
Yes, one of those keepers was a 16-year-old child, yes. She had just been in something for a U17 team.
Yeah. So I think the
keeper... I think she's the one who only let in two goals, which was pretty good.
Yeah. Did they use three keepers, really? Because I know the goalie that played against us was the one that finished the game for Dallas.
We have no way of knowing because it was not tracked anywhere.
Right. It's not a real game. So, whoops.
This was so long ago in my brain that I don't even remember if it was on Twitter, honestly, if they live tweeted it.
I should have brought, I don't know.
Kept that would have been smart to look up beforehand, huh?
Yeah. It was so long ago at this point, too. It was
so long ago. A million years. Labor Day adds like 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah. God, it feels like a million years since the sun had played.
Yeah. It has been actually a million years since the sun
played. Yeah. I checked my million year clock on my wrist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But no, that's the thing too, is I know for sure that it was Dallas's goalie who played against us, their first choice goalie, who ended the game. So I almost want to say that was it was only two goalies, and it was the baby child, the 16-year-old little baby girl, who started that game. And I think she let in most of the goals. Like
No.
Man.
They subbed in the 16-year-old.
Really?
Because I remember checking.
They had to have used three goalies then.
Yeah. That's why I think they used three keepers.
Okay. Well, hey.
Because it was a friendly, so you can have unlimited subs.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I am 100% sure that I checked it when she was going in.
Okay. Okay.
Because I remember her name was Evan Osteen.
Osteen, yeah.
Yeah. Because I remember thinking her name was kind of funny.
Yeah, which, she does have
I mean, my name is Lizzie Wiederecht. It's a terrible name. I'm in no place to be making fun of people's names. When I say funny, I mean cute.
Right.
Evan Osteen is a cute name.
Yeah, to be fair, Lizzie, your last name isn't funny.
No, it's just weird.
But yeah, so we're talking about that Dallas game a lot too, because that was the only game that a Super League team was involved in this past weekend.
Yes, unfortunately, because Brooklyn decided to not put in their turf correctly.
Yeah.
That's not true. But Brooklyn's turf was not installed correctly, and it was not playable, unfortunately. So that game did have to be postponed.
Yeah.
Till
question marks. Till hopefully it does.
Yep.
And that's the thing about Brooklyn is they're not playing at a soccer field. They're not playing in a rectangular-shaped building. They are playing at the old Coney Island Baseball Park where the Cosmos used to play. So there is an issue with the infield, the pitcher's mound, all that stuff. So obviously,
it still gets used as a baseball field. Like yes. I looked it up.
They're
it
in
was
season.
Used as a baseball field the week prior.
Yeah. The Cyclones, they are in season.
So wait, why is that turf not good? Can you not just like put new lines down? Am I silly?
No, I'm sure it probably had something to do with the mound because I don't think they have the official.
Okay,
this is that stadium's first season as a USL stadium. And USL has that official retractable mound sponsorship deal because that's something that the USL needs. What do you mean?
I thought you were doing a bit.
No, I'm being very serious right now.
Of course.
The USL has such a history of baseball stadiums that they have a partner who is the official retractable pitcher mound so that it goes up and down smoothly without causing any problems.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And people say American soccer has no culture.
Honestly.
Come on. So I imagine there were some difficulties with the mound, maybe some difficulties with the clay infield, because it's not as simple as just saying, I don't know, paint the lines or put some rod down, you know? So good on the league. You know, this is the line. Everybody has to say this. We all have to say this. Good on the league for catching it and not endangering players, not saying the game has to happen. I don't care what the turf is.
Yeah. Yeah. No. In that aspect, like it's sucko because I wanted to watch a game and I wanted to see Brooklyn for the first time, obviously. And it's sucky for the players because I'm sure they were looking forward to it, but I'm sure they like their ACLs in one piece too.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish we had checked previously, but again, like you said, the baseball team is playing there. So it was probably a hard ass to say, hey, let's put down our field and bring the league officials in and look at it. And it's like, no. It is a little odd to me, though, because the Brooklyn FC men's sort of academy getting ready to play championship next year team did play an international friendly against like a Envigado out of Colombia or somewhere. And I guess that wasn't a league match. So it was just the two teams going out there and be like, yeah, good enough. You know, we got to play this game. So as soon as I hope that went fine for everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope no one got injured.
Yeah, because that wasn't streamed. That wasn't really talked about. It just sort of happened. So I hope that went fine. But good on Super League for having better standards than a Colombian team up here on vacation.
Yeah. No, like I said, I will always put the player safety over being able to watch a match, obviously. Yeah. And that goes for all conditions, whether it's unsafe, like the pitch itself, it's I think it's raining too hard, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. And the last
the ball game. Doesn't move. But it's just sucko because I wanted to see them play and I want more women's soccer. Getting the Dallas Barcelona game streamed was super awesome though, and it was really cool to see that front and center on Peacock. I'm not gonna lie, That's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I'm sure some people saw that Barcelona logo and clicked on it just because they were on Peacock on a Friday night, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, and you know, credit to them, they did do good. It's gonna be a big stadium. I saw some. You can't change the size of the Cotton Bowl. It is like 100,000 seats. They're only opening up half of it, of course, like you would do. It's not like a tiered stadium like a lot of the modern stadiums are, where you can just say we're just using the lower bowl. It's just one big bowl. It's an old stadium.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And so I saw some pictures from some folks who were at the game, and it does look a little funny when you're there because the other side of the stadium is just empty bleachers. But at least they had the camera on the empty side pointing at all the fans. And obviously they're not going to release attendance, but it did look like a pretty healthy crowd. A lot of people wearing Dallas stuff, a lot of people wearing Barcelona stuff. But I'm sure that, you know, good chance they picked up some Trinity gear because it does look really good. They got a good identity. And yes, hopefully.
I am once again requesting the satin bomber jacket from the Tampa Bay Sun with a giant sun logo on the back. I'm just saying.
We play in the winter. We need a bomber jacket, yes. A Letterman jacket, something cool, you know? So.
Sorry, I just needed to put that request out there because I'm not going to lie. I think about that jacket, a Dallas jacket, at least once a week.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's that good.
It's really good. We're allowed to whinge every once in a while about merch, all right? That's our duty.
Yes. Yes, especially because the merch has been pretty good. So I'll complain about some other things too.
Yeah, we want our merch to be like super incredible because it has been really good. Yeah. You've got three different scarves back there. Granted, you ordered one of them, but hey. That's already two teams.
Well, no, but even the Super League one is cool.
The team didn't do that. Don't give them credit where it's not due, all right?
All right, fair.
Oh, talk about merch. We missed a Lexington thing because it was on the second page of our notes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, Lexington. They'll show us their home kits.
Yeah, it's going to be
the day after the show goes up, I think.
No, Friday. Friday they're going to.
Yes,
today is Thursday, if you're watching this.
Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
Oh no, today's Thursday if you're watching this. Okay, but today currently, like while we're recording this, yes. It's Wednesday.
We're pulling the curtain back now.
Don't confuse me.
Exposing the secrets of the industry. Yeah, Lexington.
Oh, they film one day and then they post it the next.
What? I thought this was live. Secrets. I'm chilling at them. Yeah. No, all right. So Lexington's jersey. All right, Liz?
Yeah, it looks like lime green and dark green.
Yeah, they posted a blurry picture of it. And they love doing this thing. Every one of their jerseys has been this sort of model where it's like one color with a stripe down the middle. It's going to be dark green with a lime green stripe on the middle.
Yeah.
Maybe there's going to be some sort of texture to it, but we know what it looks.
I would not be surprised if it is not a carbon copy of their away jersey where it's just the dark green on the out instead of white. And then the like weird trail in the middle is the lime green.
The stripe looks thicker on this one. I think it might be like a... It's not going to be a full stripe.
They haven't Why a stripe that. Down the middle? That looks so weird.
That's their thing. They've got a thing, all right?
Oh, I get it, but I don't get it.
Yeah. They've had a lot of jerseys. I did like a deep dive, and like every one of their jerseys has been some variation of stripe down the middle. So, you know, unique colors. I think it's going to look good, actually. It's going to look. They're going to do a sport in a shirt that looks.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That's the Lexington promise.
Oh, yeah. I mean, right now that's the Sun promise.
Yeah, yeah. And they, hey, we get to see the yellow jerseys.
We do. We get to see the away jerseys.
It's going to be a Rowdies looking game because it's going to be green versus yellow.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. Good little.
That's funny.
Little Tampa-based sports Easter egg for all of us. Stupid, we're dumb. So you know what's really cool about this weekend besides the Sun playing again finally?
Is there more soccer on?
Bro, all 8 teams in action for the first time ever. Let's go. We're doing it. We're
Hell a yeah. league.
We're really
I just dislodged my ponytail. Hey, I sang so hard. It wasn't that tight, but still.
Yeah. We kicked it. We're moving into it. We're sliding gears into the Super League portion of the show.
Excellent.
First game of the weekend, Friday, 7:30 p.m. The Carolina, again, we see them constantly. It seems like they're playing a game every other day.
Is this their last game? Do they have one more? When do they get a break?
They play four games in the first 4 weeks of the season, and they're the only team that does that.
That's rough.
It's something. It's a home game, too. They sure love playing at home. This will be their third game and their third home game. And they are playing our little sisters down south, Fort Lauderdale. So, yeah, start the trash talk now. We're like 2 months away from playing them. So, it'll be a good game. We probably pretty familiar with who Carolina is at this point. Fort Lauderdale had that opening weekend game, a 1-1 draw out in Spokane, where they looked pretty good. They looked pretty quick. Spokane looked pretty good, pretty quick. Pretty similar teams, so it was hard to kind of take anything from it. 1-1 draw. So, you know, this one will probably be a 1-1 draw as well, because that's what happens. You got any strong feelings or predictions about the Carolina Fort Lauderdale game, Liz?
You know what? I bet it might be a 1-1 draw.
Ooh. Smart money, I think.
Very, very spicy. Spicy score prediction, I know.
Yeah, it is kind of funny looking at like the Super League scores, like, oh wow, 1-1, 1-0 even. Okay. So it's gotta happen for some team at some point. It's maybe Carolina. Maybe they bust out, they've played more soccer than anyone. Maybe this is their breakout game and they score two against Fort Lauderdale. That'd be huge news.
Nobody's one day ever, I'm a Carolina fan.
Nobody's ever scored two goals in a game. I don't know.
Never
in the history of soccer. Yeah.
No, don't worry about that Dallas Barcelona game we were talking about.
Yeah. They're not a Super League team. They play different. It's not fair. So we got what's the next game? Saturday at 8 p.m. Our friends, Tampa Bay Suns, close personal friends, Dallas Trinity versus DC Power. I think if you're going to watch one non-Tampa Bay Sun game, well, Brooklyn, but if you're going to watch one non-Tampa Bay Sun game, why not watch the game where we've already played the two teams? Because that'll tell us more about our team than any of the other games.
Actually, yeah, that's helpful. Watch all the games because
there's not that
they'll many. All be good, honestly. But yes, that's correct. That will be interesting to see. Yeah.
So they've both played us. They've got game tape of how each other play against us. So it's going to be a game that tells us a lot about those two teams and about us. So that's definitely one to look out for. If one team comes out hot, if Dallas learns something from watching DC play us and comes out hot, that's a point in the credit for their coaching. I'm sure they want to rebound from that 6-0 loss in front of their home fans, because this is their second ever home game now. So hopefully a lot of those fans come back and see, oh, when they're playing teams in their league, they're not that bad. You know? So I am really looking
forward
to
that. When they're not playing, like, what, back-to-back champions?
Yeah,
They've had three in the past 5 years or something.
Yeah, like when they're not playing multiple-time best team in Europe.
Yeah.
Things are easier.
Yes.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. Only one game Friday, only one game Saturday. Sunday is the big day. Our game is the early game. What time is it? 4 o'clock?
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. Eastern, yes.
Eastern time, yeah. But after that, later too, 9 o'clock, of course, Spokane. 9 o'clock, Spokane versus Brooklyn. So that gives you time to get home from Mary Margaret's and settle in with a cup of tea or whatever. Spokane has played one game, 1-1 draw against Fort Lauderdale. Brooklyn has not played, of course. So that'll be a very interesting game as well. It's all about learning who teams are this early in the season.
Yeah, yeah. Who teams bring, what their lineups are going to be, for sure. It's going to be, especially this Brooklyn game.
We know nothing.
We don't really know much about Spokane, because the only other game they've played is Fort Lauderdale, right?
Yeah, it was that 1-1 draw against Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. It's really special. So, yeah, we don't know either of these teams too well. We don't even know Brooklyn's coach. How much longer do we have to keep saying that?
till the visa issues get resolved.
Yeah. Somebody call somebody in the government, right? You know, we got McDill right here. Can't Christina Uncle just drive up to McDill's like gates and be like, let me talk to somebody in there.
Please email Spotify to get our players' visas back.
Email Spotify, tell them what bar you like, and tell them figure out the visa issues, Spotify. Yep. All right. We know. I'm sick of Spotify holding us up. No comments. Come on.
Only we think we're funny, Tom. Only we think we're funny, but that's all that matters.
You don't know that. Mike thinks we're funny. He said so.
I think Mike is a little biased.
Whatever. All right, those are the games. We were supposed to record last night and we didn't, and you want to know why?
Why?
You're like, what? What is he about to say? Because we were waiting for the goal of the month results.
That's right. Now. Yay!
Yeah, that's why. And yep. So our girl, Ashley Orcus, she was up with two goals or two saves. Mm-hmm. Because she's that good. And like, what? We were all worried, like, oh my God, she's going to split the vote and she's not going to win because she's got two votes up there. And no, she got first and second place. So she's really good.
She should.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the, what was it? Was it the diving save or the penalty save that won?
I think it was the penalty save.
Yeah. Which makes sense. That one. Yeah. That was huge. That was massive.
Yeah. That was awesome. I wish we could have won goal of the month too, but yeah. that Mia Corbin goal was pretty nice.
Yeah. To be fair, Henny was up for goal of the month. Three, four, five. There weren't four goals. So she was legitimately one of the four best goals of the month.
Yeah.
Okay. If there were only four goals that happened, that'd be one.
She has the best goal in my heart.
That's right. She's got the best goal in Sun history right now.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
No, no one roasts our team like we roast our team.
Yeah. I love. Yeah, Mia Corbin, she won it, and she did deserve it. I think she had the only like legitimate run of play goal in league history so far. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good work on the left side by Jill Aguilera for Carolina. She like juked the hell out of one of Lexington's like newly subbed on attacking midfielders. And that's why we're going to score late. Because you take advantage of those attacking players that can't defend as well for Lexington, the subs, just like Jill Aguilera did. You serve in a big old fat spicy Italian meatball to the center, and Sidney DeCello rams it home. That's my call right now. 72nd minute, Ashley Clark serves it in, DeCello scores. Mark it. Okay. Write it down. Book it. And we win. So yeah, congratulations to Mia Corbin. I'm glad it happened to you, but it should have happened to us.
Nacello, wait, what was it?
You're actually writing down, yeah. Ashley
Clark to Nacello. Yeah, I'm writing it down.
Yeah.
You said to.
I've watched more Sun Soccer than anybody who doesn't work for the team. All right? So I know what I'm talking about.
That's fair.
It may not be entirely accurate, but it is. Whatever. What else we got going on? We got the
FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup.
Yeah, that's happening too. We played Spain the other day, USA. I didn't watch it, my bad.
I didn't know it was going on, so you're already ahead of me.
Yeah, we lost 1-0 to Spain. Spain, I'm sure, they're good at soccer, so I'm sure they're good at U-20 women's soccer. But we didn't have a shot on target, the USA, which I don't love.
Neither did Dallas.
Yeah, God, true.
That's okay. Somebody in the comment and then the USL Discord was like, you think the Sun would have done any better? And I'm like,
maybe.
I did not say that. I'm just saying that is sad and that is unfortunate.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want you comparing the US national U-20 team to the Dallas Trinity, by the way. That's not flattering. Yeah, so there's a game tonight, Wednesday. We're blurring the lines of what is time and what's real, but USA versus Morocco. is happening, I think, right now. So hopefully we win that. And then the 7th, we right the ship, finish out the group stage strong with a win against Paraguay, I hope. So, because I would like to watch some knockout World Cup soccer.
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Now that I know what's going on, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Great fan you are. Great job supporting women, Liz. Come on.
I am good at the women's, yes.
Whoa, don't. You know what? Phrase it like that.
Good at the women's.
Good at, yeah, you're good at women.
Yeah.
I'm good at soccer.
I'm not.
So together, we're good at women's soccer.
Yay! Together, we make one soccer fan.
We did it. Okay. All
right. That about wraps it up. Make sure to use the code HEATWAVE, HEATWAVE, for 10% off at the shop, rblrsports.com shop. We do have, I think we're working on coming up with some new stuff. It's going to come organically. We do have Fort Blake, which is super cool. I like that shirt. So go buy that shirt.
Yeah,
go buy all the shirts. Go buy many shirts. And then make sure you follow us, like, subscribe, comment down where you want the next watch party to be, or comment down what you think the score prediction is, or just leave us a comment and say hi.
Yeah, we will.
Say hi to us.
We promise we will email all the comments to Spotify.
Yes, we will. Yeah. Yep. All right, that does it. Thanks. Bye. Love y'all.
Thank you for tuning into this presentation by RBLR Sports. On your way out of the stadium, please remember to like and subscribe.